It was a violent day across Iraq. In Basra in the south, at least 10 people were killed and 17 wounded in a double suicide bombing. A bomb exploded outside a Sunni mosque near Baghdad, killing 12 worshippers. In Kirkuk in the north, gunmen opened fire on traffic police and killed 2. And in Baghdad, militias closed off streets and fought with each other and with U.S. and Iraqi government forces. NPR's Jamie Tarabay reports from Baghdad.
Fighting broke out in Baghdad when militia loyal to radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr tried to enter Baratha Mosque, which is controlled by supporters of a rival Shiite group. The violence was quickly contained, but it underscored the growing problem of militias operating all but unchecked in the streets of the capital and elsewhere. This week, Sadr's militia was accused of abducting and killing one of Saddam Hussein's main defense lawyers. Khamis al-Obeidi had attended every session of Saddam's trial since it began last October. He was respected by the prosecution and praised for his diligence by the chief judge. Earlier this week, men dressed in police uniforms stormed Obeidi's house in Baghdad and took him away. They brought him to the crowded Shiite slum known as Sadr City. A local resident, who for his own safety asked to remain unidentified, describes what happened next.
It was around 9:15 in the morning. There was a crowd, many young and old men. They were surrounding a pickup truck. I asked what happened. I was afraid it was a funeral for one of our men. But when I came closer, I saw a man in the back of the truck. The people and the security forces were beating him. They were beating him and shouting at him.
The man in the truck was Obeidi. The mob, shouting terrorist, pelted him with rocks. The witness said Obeidi sat helpless, unable to resist.
The people were furious. Things seemed to be heating up and getting dangerous. To be honest with you, I was afraid to get any closer.
The pickup truck was surrounded by more than 100 armed men, the witness said. They drove off in a convoy. On Wednesday morning, police were collecting bodies near Sadr City when one of them recognized Obeidi from television coverage of the trial. Members of Saddam's defense team were quick to blame the Interior Ministry, saying it allowed Shiite militias to infiltrate the security forces. But an official at Sadr's office denied the militia was behind Obeidi's killing.
Some people are talking about that. Nobody's looking from his eyes.
He says, it's just rumors. No one saw it. If they had, there'd be pictures, but there aren't. So, he says, this is not true. Obeidi had chosen to stay in Baghdad, unlike other members of the defense team who commute from nearby Arab countries. According to Jafar Moussaoui, the chief prosecutor, Obeidi refused any kind of special protection. Moussaoui, speaking from his residence inside Baghdad's fortified green zone, said he advised Obeidi 2 days before his death to leave the country.
He told me he had unfinished business in Baghdad. We regret this, as a prosecution and as a court, and we received the news with extreme sadness.
Obeidi was the third of Saddam's lawyers to be murdered since the trial began. But Moussaoui points out the tribunal has also suffered casualties.
A judge was assassinated, and 7 important administrative workers were also killed.
Moussaoui said the investigation into Obeidi's death is continuing, but an official of the Shiite-controlled Interior Ministry told NPR the case is closed. The official said it's not a big deal to hear reports of gunmen in police uniforms abducting and killing people in the streets. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Baghdad.